It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So 5 of the 7 nominees for Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs are set to perform at the show. Chris Stapleton will be performing, Cody Johnson, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Kane Brown. No word on whether or not Morgan Wallen or Luke Combs are going to perform, but I mean, that's already a really great lineup.
Yeah, maybe Morgan, that would be a good look for him. I think he needs to do that if they're offering.
He typically doesn't perform at award shows. I don't know if that's more his choice or the show's choice. I don't
yeah.
I don't know what the deal is there, but yeah, I'd love to see him perform. Miranda Lambert, Reba, Jason Aldean, and Thomas Rhett are also a part of that lineup, and they're not nominated for Entertainer of the Year, but this is going to be difficult because they're all so deserving.
Such a tough one right there.
That award show will be May 16th at 8 o'clock. And just wanted to send a big happy birthday to Willie Nelson. We are a little bit late, I think, but I'm also kind of confused because apparently Willie celebrates his birthday 2 days, both the 29th and the 30th. And this is because he was officially born on the 29th of April, but it didn't get registered in the county courthouse until the 30th. So he celebrates both days.
And why not? Says. Why not have 2 birthdays in 1 year?
So right? I guess we're not late. Happy birthday, Willie.
Yeah, somewhere in between here. All right, good stuff. And listen, the rain is going to come through today. We'll have some storms. Depending where you're at in North Georgia, could be a little dicey. We'll keep you posted on those. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Going to get you out to Kenny Chesney, Zach Brown, Megan Maroney, and Uncle Cracker. That'll come up in the Secret Celebrity at 7:40. We always like, Haley, to check in with our local artists, too.
And Mackenzie Carpenter is one of our absolute favorites. She's rocking it, killing it in everything that she does, and we're excited to check in with her.
Yeah, she's going to play with Deanna Carter up in the Georgia Mountain Fairgrounds, and she's going to have her own headlining tour coming through Athens later this year. Good morning.
Hi, how are y'all?
Before you called, Haley was like, I hope she calls soon. I need to eat my breakfast. I need to go work out.
I did not
Where
say that.
Where are you, Mackenzie? But you're on time, so it doesn't matter.
I'm cracking up. Wasn't it? I mean, am I not on the dot?
You are.
You are literally on the dot. You could not be more on time, so not even a minute behind.
Do you try to keep on time on your shows? Because you know how people sometimes, they go on late, whatever. Are you trying to keep everybody's time on time?
Oh, for sure. I think most people try, but you never know the technical difficulties or whatever. I mean, some people probably do it on purpose just to make people mad, but in my position, I'm still trying to make people happy.
You're like, whatever I can do to keep people there, I'm doing
yes.
it.
You got this tour going on right now. Like, you're bouncing all over the place from California to Connecticut. Tell us about how much fun it is just to be on the road.
You know, it really is so much fun. We make some of the best memories, and I'm so fortunate to get to travel full-time with my brother, Micah. We got our band. We got John, our tour manager, and we really just have so much fun bebopping around, seeing what trouble we can get into. We've had some blown-out tires. We've gone through hailstorms that shattered our windshield and our trailer tops. And I mean, it's been an adventure, but there's nothing like it.
Mackenzie Carpenter is on Adam and Haley in the morning on WNGC.
How is it when you're traveling in the van? Because I hear so many artists say, like, when you go from the van to a tour bus, that is such a huge step. And I know you guys are still in a van, right?
Yes. You know, it's definitely, I've gotten to do both depending on what tour. Mm-hmm. And the bus is definitely the one that's a little easier on you because you can just go to sleep and ride through the night. But some of the experiences of the van, like, I just think it's something that every artist should go through. I'm saying that as I'm going through it because I feel like it will just make you so much more thankful for the bus and for what you're going through when you make it to that point. And there's just so much opportunity to, like, have fun. And it's good, bad, and ugly, but you make it through.
And those are the memories you're going to remember and look back on 2 years down the road.
100%.
Mackenzie Carpenter is on with Adam and Haley in the morning on 106.1 WNGC. So you go. Let's talk about going out to Stagecoach.
Yes.
You got to be sort of a fan too, right? I mean, you're an artist, but you're a fan of all these other artists?
Oh, 100%. A lot of people, if they know me, they know that I'm super involved with Megan Maroney, writing with her and all of her artistry. I'm so excited to get get to watch her. She has a couple new songs that we wrote together. One just came out. One's coming out soon.
Is the one you helped write Indifferent? Is that the one that she just released?
Yeah.
Such a good song.
I know. I'm so excited for that one.
Mackenzie, I am thinking that all of your family is going to come to one of your Georgia shows at least, right?
Oh, of course. You know, everywhere I go, I travel with a posse. And we just have so much fun. We're like, come one, come all. We love having the whole gang together. And especially when it's close to the hometown and the home state, they just can't stay away.
And this is huge for you. I mean, you're headlining the 40 Watt. This is your first headlining show, right?
Yes. I'm so, so excited. We just got to announce these as my first headlining shows ever. And we're calling them the Georgia only shows because I obviously had to come back to my home state.
Love that.
So yeah, October 40 Watt, hoping to pack it out and get all the hometown there and just have a good time. I have some new music rolling out until then, so y'all have to be on the lookout.
For sure.
And it'll be fun.
All right, hang on 1 second, Mackenzie. We want to talk local stuff because we're interested in food.
Let's dive into it. I'm ready.
That's going to happen in 5 minutes with Mackenzie Carpenter. Hang out for it. Mackenzie Carpenter is hanging out with Adam and Haley in the morning, our own local girl. We always love our Your Georgia Country artists that check back in at home. That's one of my favorite things, Haley.
It means more to us, too, because we know that you know the good places in North Georgia, the places you love to eat, all those favorites.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, Mackenzie, that there's one place when you go home to, you've got to hit up.
Oh, my goodness. I have so many, but the one that immediately comes to my mind is Biscuit Express.
Biscuit, explain where Biscuit Express is and all that, because it sounds like something I'd totally go to.
Yeah, Adam loves biscuits.
Biscuit Express is like behind, you know, like the big new Kroger?
In Hall?
Yeah, it's like behind that, towards Hall.
Something tells me Adam's never been to that Kroger.
No, never been to that Kroger, Mackenzie, just being honest.
Oh, well, you know it has a diamond store in it.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Expensive.
It's like big time. But Biscuit Express is literally on the way to like Hartwell, Colbert, Comer, all that. Mm-hmm. And it's in the same shopping center as Wing House.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Wing House.
If any of this is sounding familiar, two of my favorite restaurants just conveniently in the same shopping center.
So we can hit them both up.
That's amazing.
You can grab a biscuit, then grab some wings for lunch.
Oh, that's amazing.
A whole day in Hull. I love it.
Mackenzie Carpenter is hanging out on 106.1 WNGC and Adam and Haley in the morning.
Now, I also want to know, because we've got Megan Maroney touring with Kenny Chesney, and I heard her talk about how this is like a dream tour for her. If there was one artist that you could open for, or maybe even do a collab with, what is that one artist that it would just be like a dream come true for you?
Ooh, you know, there's just so many people I'm inspired by and look up to, but I really, really love Cody Johnson.
He's great.
I'm a big fan of his. I love his show. So getting to tour with him one day or potentially collab in the future would be insane.
I feel like your voices would go so good together too, because you both have that like true country sound to your voice that it would just mesh perfectly if you did some sort of collab.
Hey, I would not complain about it.
No.
Definitely.
And you'd have to get a cowboy hat too, because he likes to wear one all the time.
I can do that. I got a good pink one.
Mackenzie, we're looking forward to you coming through Georgia a bunch of times this year, and we're so glad you'll be able, you know, to come home for a little bit, and hopefully we can get you in and see you face to face in the studio or at a show.
Heck yeah, I'd love that.
All right, Mackenzie Carpenter on Adam and Haley in the morning. Thank you so much for coming through, Mackenzie.
Thank y'all so much.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now, here's Haley.
So the 2024 Met Gala is a week away, and the celebrity guest list is getting longer and longer as people are confirming that they're going to be there. Obviously, this is like a huge fashion moment. That's why people tune into this, because they want to see the red carpet looks. They want to see what people end up wearing. Rihanna is set to show up at the event, and apparently her look is going to be simple, which is very unlike her, I feel like.
I'm actually just keeping it real simple this year. It's going to come down to, like, what my makeup and my hair is going to do. So I'm going to play with that, but I have no idea what I'm going to do with that. There's two options.
I love how she kind of leaves it up to us to guess what it's going to look like. There's two options.
How
keep that in your mind.
How are we going to know? Now, is there a way to keep the Kardashians out?
Probably not. Not when it comes to the Met Gala.
Just asking.
I think they're going to probably be there, but we'll see how this shakes out. It has been confirmed by a few sources that Taylor Swift is expected to attend. But just a few days ago, I saw that she wasn't attending. And I feel like with her, you really just don't know until the event actually happens. There isn't word on whether or not Travis Kelce will or will not be attending with her, but we'll see how this shakes out. Mm. And speaking of Travis Kelce, he is officially signed to play for the Kansas City Chiefs for another 2 years. He made the announcement on Twitter.
Back at it again, baby. Woo! Had to see a little Super Bowl right there, man. Feels good to be in KC. I remember coming here 12 years ago, man. It's an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years, but no better than right now. Just got out on the field with the boys, doggone. We're back at it, baby. Chiefs forever.
I don't see him going anywhere else anytime soon.
No,
I don't know.
No. I mean, he's going to end his career there. I'm surprised it's for another 2 years. I thought maybe this would have been his last year, this upcoming one, but that's good. Good for him.
I just don't know how he's going to have all the time to do all the things Taylor Swift wants him to do.
I'm
so bummed about that. Now, I also wanted to mention that his brother, Jason Kelce, has officially joined ESPN.
Nice.
Jason will join ESPN's Monday Night Countdown when the NFL season kicks off this fall.
And by the way, former quarterback Matt Ryan from the Atlanta Falcons is going to be on the CBS broadcast for the NFL upcoming in the fall. So how cool is that? You get Jason Kelce on one, Matt Ryan on the other.
That's crazy. It's like they have these huge careers and then just can keep it going in a different way as soon as they're done with one. So best of luck to them both. And really sad news out of North Carolina yesterday. I just wanted to take a second to say we are sending our thoughts and prayers to the three members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force that were killed while attempting to issue a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. Five other officers were injured during this, and I'm now seeing reports that there are two shooters that are in custody. And it's just really heartbreaking all the way around. You know, I know if you have family in the police force, every day when they leave for work, you think to yourself, like, you never really know if they're going to return. So just know that we appreciate that sacrifice and we're praying for this, everybody involved in this out of North Carolina.
We'll keep them top of mind here at Adam and Haley in the morning. It's 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, getting ready to get you. Kenny Chesney, I'll say that. Try to say him 10 times fast. I can't do it.
It's a tongue twister, apparently.
Zach Brown Band, Megan Maroney, and Uncle Cracker. We'll get that for you coming up in The Secret Celebrity around 7:40. There are things that you have to take with you that when you leave the state, you move away, but you just can't do it. So you're going to have to get them delivered to you. We're talking about some of the best food in North Georgia that you would have delivered if you have to move.
And maybe you never plan on moving away and you always plan on living in Georgia. Just put yourself in that situation for a second. Think to yourself, if I did move somewhere else, maybe somewhere up north, what would be that food item that I would want delivered to me if I could have it delivered to me?
And I want it hot and ready, and Rochetti's in Flowery Branch, their Italian steak sandwich.
I've never had that before. Yes. Rochetti's?
Yeah, Rochetti's Pizza. They have more than just that, and that Italian steak sandwich is...
It's funny because I pictured you saying some sort of like really southern food, but that's an Italian food. Maybe you should just go to Italy.
I'll have that. Oh boy. All right, what do you got?
One of my favorites is the no-bake cookies from Betty's, which is like a little country grocery store in Helen. I don't get up to Helen as much as I would like to, but when I go, it is literally my first stop. And if they're out of the no-bake cookies, which sometimes does happen, I settle for the chocolate chip ones, but those no-bake cookies are amazing, and I can't imagine my life without having to be able to taste one whenever I want.
Here is the southern now. If I could have the burnt ends delivered from Q's Barbecue. There's one on 20 out towards Cumming, but oh.
The burnt ends? I've never had the burnt ends either.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm basic. Whenever I get barbecue, I just get like the pulled pork.
You're finally realizing this.
But that sounds amazing. It really does. What about gas station Cajun boiled peanuts?
Yeah, they don't have those up north. Yeah, they don't.
I mean, there is nothing better. I prefer if there's a little like booth out by the front of the gas station and they have the sign up that's like, come by and get your peanuts. But if you go inside the gas station and they have it in a crock pot, that's also good too. I mean, I'll take either one, but I can't imagine not being able to get those at a gas station.
You know, it's interesting that you will just take a whole thing out of a crock pot because you are so germaphobe with things and you would just take a big scoop out of there and put it in.
What can I say? And I don't wash my hands either. It's the redneck in me.
What is going on here? There's one more place in Dahlonega that has the best cookies. Like, I got to try the place in Helen. But it's Picnic Cafe in Dahlonega, and they have the best cookies. Oh, my goodness. Whatever they make it with, it's heaven.
I believe it. And if you like those, you need to get down to Betty's in Helen, because I'm telling you, it's so good. The last one for me, Zeb's Barbecue. My favorite barbecue place. So, so good. but not because of anything else but the sauce. Like, the sauce that they put their barbecue in, you can buy it by the bottle, and we've done that before. It's this vinegar sauce, and I just know that if I go to any other barbecue place, they're not going to have the same sauce. And when I'm in the mood for that, I am absolutely 100% in the mood for it.
So you'd want bottles of that delivered to you if you have to move to, like, North Dakota or something.
If I'm ever going to move, you're going to know, because I'm going to show up at Zeb's and be like, hey, can I buy 15 bottles of your barbecue sauce?
What's your food you got to have delivered in case you would have to move out of Georgia? We're at 800-849-1061 and on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. The unintended goal was to make you hungry this morning. We didn't really think to do that. It made me hungry thinking about the places that has certain food here in Georgia that I would want delivered if I had to move out of state. What about you? We're at 800-849-1061 and a bunch of Facebook comments rolled in.
Casey on Facebook says the Rusty Bite Cafe, the breakfast. She says, I can't find grits like theirs down in Florida or anywhere else, and I've been to that place, and it is one of the best for breakfast. Paula says Bar H Barbecue in Royston. Amanda says a chicken and tomato biscuit from Crossroads Cafe. I don't even know if you could get a chicken and tomato biscuit up north. Do they have those up north?
Because I know you'd have to make the stuff up there.
It's one of those things where you got to appreciate it while you have it in the south.
Oh, rock that. All right, good morning. What you got for us?
The most place I would miss the most, and I'm moving five states away, is Dairy Spot in Claremont. Their biscuits.
Oh, I've heard that from people before. I've got to try one of those biscuits because so many people have said that.
I just ate one today this morning, and I'm going to miss that the most.
Oh, man. Why are you moving away?
My boyfriend is a country music artist in Arkansas.
Oh, wow. Very cool. What is, like, his biggest song?
Hate That I Love You is his biggest song. His name's Gates Marvel.
We'll have to check that out. That's awesome.
Needs to do a remix. Hate That I Have to Move Five States Away.
I know. That's what I told him.
1061 WNGC, Your Georgia Country on Adam and Haley in the morning before the secret celebrity. Listen, the places that have the best food in North Georgia that you'd have to get it delivered to you if you moved out of state.
Betty on Facebook says cookies and sweet tea. I don't know exactly what kind of cookie, but the chocolate chip cookies, I'm guessing. Maybe that's like a southern staple. Sweet tea, I feel like some places have up north, but most places probably don't, so appreciate it while you live here. Jamie on Facebook says blue plate mayonnaise, which is a popular one.
Yeah,
I guess
that's right.
Up north, do they only have certain types of mayonnaise?
Yeah, you don't have that. You have Hellman's.
That's it? It's the only type you get?
Yeah,
Miracle Whip.
You ain't got that blue plate stuff. Good morning.
Well, I was just going to agree with a woman who just called Dairy Spot all the way. Yeah, my son and I were waiting on the bus and heard that, and I was about to call, and I was going to say the exact same thing. I'm a country girl. Best slaw dogs you'll ever have, and their breakfast is amazing.
What's your favorite breakfast item?
Oh, goodness. Their gravy and biscuit is to that worth.
Okay, so the gravy and biscuit,
and
the slaw dog.
You can get gravy and biscuit other places, and on my slaw dog, I've been going there since I was a kid, and so they know my order. I get the slaw dog with mustard and pickles, and it is the best ever. And y'all have a wonderful day. Here comes the bus.
I love it. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Can't you two idiots get anything right?
It's time to pick a side.
I got so hungry this morning talking about the places we would want to get food from, have it delivered if we had to move out of state. And I didn't hear anybody say anything about anybody's cornbread. And cornbread is the best. If I have my choice, I'm going with it every single time. You can leave your biscuits.
Restaurants typically do give you a choice. Like, would you prefer the cornbread or the biscuit? I am telling you, I don't think I've ever once in my life ordered cornbread when given an option between a biscuit and cornbread.
It is so good, especially when you get the sweet cornbread. I am all about any cornbread, but the sweet cornbread gives it a little icing on top of it, you know? Oh, man, it's so good.
Here's my problem with cornbread. There are so many ways that you can go wrong when you order cornbread. It can end up being really dry. Maybe you wanted it to be more of a sweet cornbread, and it's a jalapeno cornbread. There's just too many directions that it can go in. And if you end up with a dry piece of cornbread, you know, it ruins everything. It's nasty. So I would rather just order a biscuit because you can't go wrong with the biscuit.
You don't want to talk about how when you bite into a biscuit, it gets all over you. It flakes everywhere. What if it's hard? It's disgusting.
Okay, if it's a hard biscuit, that is unfortunate. But most of the time when I bite into a biscuit, it's buttery, it's soft, it's warm. Yeah, it flakes all over you. But that's the best part. That's part of the experience of eating a buttery southern biscuit.
You know what, too? Cornbread you can eat any time of the day. Biscuits you can't.
Oh, I beg to differ. I will eat a biscuit with breakfast. I will eat a biscuit for a snack. I'll eat one with lunch. I'll eat one with dinner. It's not just breakfast food.
What is wrong with you? Oh.
It pairs perfect with any sort of food that you match it with. If you want to have green beans and mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, fried chicken, it goes perfect with that, just like it goes perfect with eggs and bacon.
And give me the yellowness of cornbread and vote Team Adam for cornbread this morning. Or you want to vote Team Haley for a biscuit.
Yeah, most people probably will want to vote Team Haley because biscuits are the best.
Let's go. 800-849-1061. Are you Team Adam for cornbread, Team Haley for biscuits? We're waiting for you. Team Adam and Team Haley this morning is biscuits or cornbread, and Team Adam is all about the cornbread. I mean, I like the softness, the yellowness, the sweetness. I don't know what you're talking about with this biscuit stuff getting flaked all over you.
I don't care about the crumbs getting on me. I expect that when I eat a biscuit. And also, with the biscuit, there's so much you can do. You can add jelly. You can do butter. There's all sorts of flavors of jelly that you can decide. Mm-mm. With cornbread, it's just like, here's a piece of cornbread. It's either moist or it's dry. And if it's dry, sorry.
Why change greatness? You don't need to.
I don't agree with that. I just think biscuits are better.
Fine. Good morning.
Team Haley, absolutely cannot stand cornbread.
Why? What's wrong with the cornbread?
I don't like the texture of it. It's too gritty.
Yeah, but the biscuits, they're soft, they're buttery, they're warm in the center. You can't go wrong.
That's right. I like making biscuits and putting butter and jelly on them.
Oh, that's going to get all over you, too. It'll get sticky.
You know when you open up the biscuit and you can literally see like a little pool of butter in the middle?
Oh, that's my favorite. That's going to get all over you.
That's the best.
Yes.
You guys and your butter. What is going on? 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Team Adam and Team Haley. Is it cornbread for Team Adam? Biscuits for Team Haley?
You're going to think that I'm biased when I read these votes out on Facebook. Paula says Team Haley. Kelly says Team Haley. Jennifer says Team Haley. Biscuits, biscuits, biscuits. Christina, Team Haley. I'm trying to find a Team Adam on here.
Well, these are all your friends, and you just texted them to, go ahead and vote.
I mean, there's just no Team Adam votes. It's so bizarre. I can't believe it. Facebook just doesn't like you.
Good morning.
Team Adam, cornbread, brother, cornbread.
Yeah, the cornbread crew.
Gotta have that cornbread hot, 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 and then you put it in a glass or a bowl and dice you up some onion, and then pour some ice-cold milk in there. Man.
You pour some milk into your cornbread bowl? Ew.
This is the real South.
Yeah, cornbread and milk, baby. Cornbread milk with a diced onion in it.
Yeah. I can go for the onion. I can't go for the milk. That has to be the worst texture. It has to be so soggy and nasty.
Good idea. I guarantee you we could turn her.
This is 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam and Team Haley, all about that cornbread or biscuits. Team Adam is the cornbread crew. Team Haley is the biscuit.
Facebook comments are rolling in. John on Facebook says, Team Haley, a good old biscuit with some butter and jelly, and also mix butter and honey together. It's excellent. Only cornbread I eat is jalapeno cheese. I will eat cornbread, but if I get the choice, I'm always going to go towards the biscuit. Falana on Facebook says, it just depends on where we are and what we're eating, which I get to. Josh says, Team Haley, biscuits are just more versatile. And it's so true. You can pair a biscuit with anything.
Cornbread, you can do anything with it, too. What are you talking about?
People don't eat cornbread like they do biscuits. I mean, seriously, you can have a biscuit for breakfast.
Why?
You can have it for lunch, dinner. It doesn't matter. It
takes a little longer to prepare. I mean, come on.
Well, that's part of it.
Listen, if you want to do something easy and get what you get, or do you want to take the time and do something great?
I want to do something easy and then eat it as I'm walking out the door instead of making a whole thing of cornbread.
Hey, good morning. Which one? Team Adam or Team Haley?
I'm Team Adam.
All right, what do you put on your cornbread?
Butter and honey.
Hey, you know what you can do on a biscuit? Butter and honey.
Let me tell you, there is a soul food place called Shirley Soul Food in Toccoa, Georgia. They have the best corn.
Now I gotta try that one now.
I may have to try it for myself and do like a taste test comparison and see what I think is best, because a biscuit with butter and honey, you can't go wrong.
This is 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning, wrapping up the cornbread and biscuits. Team Adam and Team Haley. Team Adam all about the cornbread, and Team Biscuit over there. Team Haley,
I'm sorry, if you knew the amount of biscuits I could eat in one setting. I mean, there's times where I've had 4 or 5 biscuits because they're just so good. I mean, there's nothing better.
goodness. Hello.
Haley, biscuits go great with everything.
It's a Southern staple. You can literally pair it with any meal, Adam, and it's going to be amazing.
You can do that with cornbread, too. Any meal.
Adam, do you hear of cornbread and gravy? No. Your biscuits and gravy, Haley, yes.
The only time I will go for cornbread is if I'm doing, like, black-eyed peas and rice. I feel like that's when you eat cornbread. But any other time, it's biscuits, which means biscuits is the winner.
Can't go wrong with biscuits. Team Haley.
You know what I noticed? Thank you for the call there. I noticed y'all are always putting stuff on biscuits. You don't got to do that with cornbread. You can have it by itself. It's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
You always are putting something on. I have heard 7 different things you guys are putting on biscuits.
That makes biscuits even better because you can add stuff to them and they're still good. I will eat a plain biscuit. I've done that many times, too.
Who won?
I am the winner this morning, and it was by a landslide. I mean, you had a few cornbread votes in there, but
landslide.
Biscuits pulled it out, and that's because biscuits is just a part of us here in the South.
So is cornbread, so just more for us that like it. Thanks.
I think cornbread is like a northerner thing.
Get out of here. You're ridiculous. Whatever you won. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning at 8:56. We're going to watch the rain come through. Some may be severe storms, depending on where you're at north. Georgia, there's just going to be a lot coming through. But the rest of the week's going to look nice. So we'll just get through today. We'll be good.
I'm worried about how I'm going to get my steps in today because, you know, I've been on my step goal.
Yeah. What Haley tends to do is go through random neighborhoods and do her steps.
Don't tell people that. They're going to start looking for me.
But that's what you said. You're like, I don't want to go to the same neighborhood. They're going to know my routine. And then you said, well, it's so weird. These neighborhoods, there's just like empty during the day. I'm like, yeah, well, they're all at work.
Yeah, that does make sense. Because I was walking through some of the neighborhoods around our building and I was thinking to myself, like, where is everybody? Shouldn't people be working at this? They should be working and that's why they're not there. But no, I ended up getting 20,000 steps yesterday.
Why? Just walk around the building during the day or whatever.
That's not going to get me the steps that I need. 20,000 steps? You have to walk miles for that. I think I ended up walking like over 10 miles.
Is that how many it is with 20,000 steps?
Yeah, it was like over 10 miles yesterday, which was crazy. But me and my mom did do our thing where we go shopping at night, and that tends to burn a few steps because we walk around the outlets. So I made it happen one way or another.
Can I tell everybody and remind, I shouldn't tell because you said it, but remind them that what Haley's and her mom likes to do is go to the outlets. Conveniently, they're shopping there, and her husband Alex goes, oh, did you bring anything home or something like that? And I'm like, well, it's pretty smart to do it at the outlets.
Yeah, because I tell my husband, oh, me and my mom are going to go get our steps in. He's like, where? The park? I'm like, the Tanger Outlet Park. And then I always come home with bags, and he's like, you did not go walking. You went shopping. And I have to explain that you can simultaneously do those two things at once.
You can, so... That's a justification of shopping, guys.
We make it work. We make it happen.
From Haley. Well, you guys have an amazing day. Come on. We'll be the sunshine for you, just in case it ain't out today. Some Jason Aldean is playing, and we'll pay your bills at 10.